I think the discussion on an appropriate terminology may be very, very, very long. As long as we do not understand the basic physiology of the register. So I would like to see more data on what is happening, building models and feeding them with realistic measurement data. I think that is the that is going to give us the answers to the register issue. So so I think that that I'm longing for that today.
My one quick comment is that I mostly deal with people who are not opera singers. They just want to learn to sing to express themselves in whatever music or style of music they choose to express themselves. And I see my job as helping them learn how to do that more fulfillingly and expressively and that kind of thing. And if that includes singing opera, then we do that. The part of the reason for that criterion of making the terminology easily graspable by everyday English-speaking human beings, to me, is an important one. And part of the reason why the terminology of lower, upper, et cetera, has been used, falsetto is in there, but only applying to males, because everybody already understands that.
Actually, many females use that in the popular world.
And they may. But at any rate, in the general culture, the general understanding is, is something a guy does. And that's the reason why, you know, taking advantage of that, at any rate, to me, the expressions, just to say a perspective about it, the expressions that are from Harry Holleen, as I understand it, of modal and so on and so forth, are still mystifying to the everyday person.
If we look at the larynx, though, I think it becomes very clear. Well, but I think the mystifying things are what we as professional vocalists do that are beyond the clear definition of what happens in the larynx. Mm-hmm. And I think we need to start investigating, as Dr. Sundberg says, these extra laryngeal things. And when we start talking about what a singer does when they do something and they put a label on it, many different singers use the same label for five different kinds of events.
Mm-hmm.
And so as teachers, and teachers who wish to communicate with each other in a generous way, we need to differentiate which kind of chest voice we're talking about and which kind of falsetto we're talking about, and maybe put more scientific names on them and coordinate events such as breathiness and raucousness and other kinds of events along with the laryngeal phenomena, so that we don't think it's just a simple laryngeal phenomenon we're talking about. Because it's not.
Right. And I didn't intend to convey that in my presentation, but that's another story.
Just a key phrase in your answer was English-speaking human beings. My suggestion would be that if the French have for a decade been using a structured set of words to describe laryngeal mechanisms, we should at least regard it carefully before we invent our own.
Thank you very much.